The National Forest Service is working on a controversial plan to shift the timber industry in the Tongass away from old-growth trees. This morning in Washington, the head of the Forest Service insisted the gradual transition to younger trees can sustain Southeast Alaska's timber industry. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell said it several different ways the plan will work.
Without any question, I believe this approach that over time to transition to the young growth is the solution to be able for us to continue to provide that integrated wood products industry in Southeast Alaska.
Tidwell faced skeptical questions from Senator Lisa Murkowski in the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which she chairs. Murkowski pointed out that the Forest Service hasn't done an inventory of the newer stands to gauge commercial viability.
So the question this morning is whether or not the Forest Service will consider postponing this transition until we have a complete young growth inventory and a financial analysis that are completed in order to determine whether or not a transition is even feasible.
Senator, it's essential that we move forward and complete the amendment to the forest plan.
Tidwell is under orders from the Agriculture Secretary to expedite the Tongass transition. The Forest Service is preparing an amendment to its Tongass management plan by the end of the year, before time runs out on the Obama administration. Chief Tidwell's answer to Murkowski was basically no. They can't delay the transition while they gather data and complete reports on the timber inventory.
2 decades of controversy and litigation around old growth harvest and roadless, and that's gotten us nowhere.
I understand that, but this have to know that it is possible to get to a second growth because we can't make those trees grow any faster. That's our problem.
Well, part of it is to also develop new markets for the second growth. And we're working together with Sea Alaska, with Mental Health Trust.
New markets are good, Chief, but you still have to have trees that are mature enough to harvest.
Tidwell and Murkowski have had this argument at past hearings, too. He says the Forest Service will continue sales of old growth to serve as bridge timber during the transition. The senator told him her constituents on Prince of Wales Island and elsewhere in Southeast believe the plan is unrealistic. Watching the hearing was another group of Murkowski's constituents, a small contingent of Southeast Alaska fishermen and guides organized by Trout Unlimited. They came to Washington seeking protection for 73 areas of the Tongass they say are the most valuable habitat for salmon. Austin Williams, who works for the Alaska branch of Trout Unlimited, says he hopes the Forest Service preserves those areas in its amendment to the Tongass Plan, and he doesn't want the process halted while the government counts and measures the younger timber stands.
We have an opportunity to get this plan amendment through in a way that provides some protection for high-value fish watersheds, and we shouldn't delay that out of concern for, the inventory at this point.
Trout Unlimited and other conservation groups have been campaigning to protect this collection of watersheds, what they call the Tongass 77, for several years. They haven't changed the campaign moniker, even after 4 watersheds on their list were removed from the Tongass in 2014 in the Sea Alaska Land Bill. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.